Merry Christmas from your LCMS chaplain, David Schleusner, serving the Lord in Fort Meade, Maryland. May all the joys, the grace, and peace of Christ, our Lord and Savior, be with you this Christmas season and always. And thank you very much for the support that you give to the Ministry of Armed Forces for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today we'll be chatting about the Holy Spirit's work in the church year and Christmas, and our guest is the Reverend Dr. Leopoldo Sanchez, Professor of Systematic Theology, and the Werner R.H. Krauss and Elizabeth Ringer Krauss, Professor of Hispanic Ministries at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, Dr. Sanchez.
Thank you, or should I say gracias?
Gracias.
Yes.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, there is a good question here about how the Holy Spirit shows up in the Christmas season and in the texts of the lectionary in this season of the year. And so that could be a good place to begin.
Let's do it.
So I was looking at some of the lectionary texts, and the one for the Nativity of our Lord on Christmas Eve brings up Matthew 1:18 through 25, which is interesting. It's also the text used on the fourth Sunday in Advent. And the text is the one from the conception, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is right there from the very beginning of our Lord's human life. And so we see already the Holy Spirit, the spirit of Christmas, we might say, at work in the life of Christ. And then another text that can be used also in the lectionary. This is the three-year lectionary series A. 1 John 4:7-16. Now, I'm not reading all the verses here, but that's the one where we read that no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. And then he goes on to say, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, or Holy Spirit. So the Apostle John likes that word abide or remain. He uses it to describe the Holy Spirit's permanent presence in the life of believers. But you know what's interesting? John also uses that language to refer to the Spirit's presence in Jesus. In John 1, where we hear John the Baptist giving testimony to the presence of the activity of the Spirit in Jesus. John the Baptist says, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain or abide, he is the one who will baptize with the Spirit. So this is a wonderful text from 1 John 4 for Christmas, because it reminds us that, you know, the Spirit is not just up there somewhere, but the Spirit descends to be a part of our lives, just as he remains in Jesus. Through Jesus, he also remains and permanently dwells in us. So it's a wonderful text for Christmas. So the Spirit of Christmas, the Holy Spirit, right, who is with Jesus permanently and through him is also abiding with us at all times. So that's a couple of examples of how the Spirit shows up in Christmas, both in the life of Jesus and those who believe in him.
What does that mean for us as we near the end of this Christmas season, going into Epiphany? What do these wonderful ideas mean for us then as we enter into the rest of the church year?
Well, then what you could do is you can track the Holy Spirit in the life of Christ in all events of his life and mission. Right, so when we get to Epiphany, you're going to get the baptism of Jesus. And so here we have you know, how John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And then you hear the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And those are the words of Isaiah speaking about the servant. And so God will anoint his Son with the Holy Spirit as the suffering servant who will take our sins upon himself and be our Savior. So the Spirit is right there also in the mission of Jesus, a mission of salvation for us. And so we celebrate that in Epiphany. And then we can just keep going through all the events of Jesus' life. The Spirit shows up also as he's led into the desert to stand firm against the devil. And also, you know, he's raised by the Father according to the Spirit. So also there in the resurrection. And finally, Pentecost. He gives the Spirit to the church.
Fantastic. The Reverend Dr. Leopoldo Sanchez, Professor of Systematic Theology, and the Werner R. H. Krauss and Elizabeth Ringer Krauss, Professor of Hispanic Ministries at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you. Gracias.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
Have you ever thought about making a gift to KFUO through your Donor Advised Fund or DAF? When you make a donation to a DAF, you are eligible for an immediate tax deduction. Then it's just a matter of recommending a grant to KFUO. Hi, I'm Mike Fisher, Senior Gift Planning Advocate with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I'm here to help you leverage your love for KFUO. Contact me about giving through your Donor Advised Fund by visiting kfuo.org/give. Giving can be easy, and I'm here to help. kfuo.org/give.